Get up with Tim and Jess. Hit CQ.
Good morning. It's Tim and Jess on Hit CQ. Just gone 2 minutes past 6 a.m. This morning show is thanks to Megan Lean Dietitian, free cooking classes and discount body scans. Tomorrow, secure your place. Just go to meganlean.com.
She's keeping us lean, Tim.
Yeah. I'm not helping myself, but she is. I've been following her plan for our 8-week fitness challenge, but last night, things blew out of the water. We went to a fundraiser, and I had 7 kilos of ice cream.
No, unfortunate.
Can I just bring up why I heard some snickering
behind
me when I ordered my dessert?
Yep.
Not because of the dessert, but the topping of my dessert. I ordered just the caramel sundae,
yeah.
And I heard... Oh,
fancy boy.
What's fancy about caramel?
Orders his caramel sundae.
What did you get? A chocolate sundae?
Yeah, mate.
Mate, it's the exact same thing.
Yeah, okay.
Why are you having fancy a dig? I'm not a fancy boy. Jess, it's R&B Friday. It's got 3 hours left to the show. I'm very excited because we're plugging in after 8:30.
Yeah, if you want to let us know anything that's happening around Central Queensland this weekend, we'll give it a little plug. You just find us on Facebook. Just search for Hit Central Queensland.
Oh, yeah.
We've also got my captain of my footy team coming in after 8:30,
mate,
Tim.
Mate, if you're just plugging because you need numbers, that's not okay, but I want to do it as well.
We absolutely don't need numbers. If we get any more numbers, I won't get a game this weekend. But my captain has been given the opportunity to represent Queensland.
Same. Camera light.
For the first time ever, and there's 5 local girls from Central Queensland heading down to the Gold Coast. We're going to talk to her about it after 8:30.
That's incredible, bud. Coming up next, though, look, I thought I'd get straight into it. I know it's early. I know we had a late night last night catching up with the Rubens. They did a great show, by the way.
Killer gig.
Killer gig. They played your song that you know second last, so you had to stay. And then by the time the song you knew would play, you're like, well, might as well stay for the last one, hey?
The song they played, it was like only the encore afterwards. Yeah. So I was like, oh, well, I guess I'm here now.
Might as well stick around, go get some autographs signed. Coming up next, though, a boy in the Gold Coast, he's gone to school. He's opened up his lunch and he has found a lot more than a little snack. I'll tell you up next. It's Tim and Jess on Hit CQ.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit.
And look, lunch, it's an important meal of the day.
Mm-hmm.
It gets you through your work, through your school. It gets you where you need to be before you
sometimes
have those big meals.
Sometimes I have like 2 or 3 lunches.
That is not recommended. But on the Gold Coast, a schoolboy has opened up his lunchbox for his daily lunchtime. And he had a sandwich, as kids do, not peanut butter, because apparently that's worse than having a gun at a school these days.
Side note, how good was having your lunch packed every day? Like,
oh, you had it until you were 26.
If someone could pack my lunch every day right now,
it's been
I
a tough 2
so
years
rat.
Since you moved out, hasn't it?
It really has.
But this poor young fella on the Gold Coast, he's had his sandwich and he thought, you know what'll top this off? Nice little snack.
Oh, I love a good little
and
snack.
And for most of us right now, the snack is bringing back some great memories.
Oh, yeah.
But
like plasticky cheese.
Yes. Yeah.
But the, like 3 biscuits.
I'd always get made fun of by my mates because I'm not a massive dipping fan. Like, I like really small amounts to dip. So I would always have leftover and they'd be like, mate, what are you doing?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
There's only a little punnet. You've got to use it all.
Well, it seems like too much for me. But this young fella, he's opened up his little snack and whoop, boy. Did he get a surprise?
Right.
Not only was there a bit of cheese in there and a few crackers to dip into his cheese, but there was also a dead fly.
What?
Young fella's opened up his little snack. There's a dead fly in there. Obviously, in the sealing process, a live fly or a larvae has got in somehow. Hopefully, it didn't live its life just in the little snack tin.
I mean, I could live my life in a like
in
little
a little snack case. Lucky you. What a way to go.
Imagine you're drowning in cheese. That's the ultimate way to go, Tim.
Yes. Not, you don't want to
this
drown
fly
in...
lived a good life.
But the father obviously wasn't too happy because his son came home and was like, oh, Dad, Dad, I've got a fly in my last snack.
I thought this was on the Gold Coast.
He's an import
UK.
Student, right? I'm not good with my accent. And his dad wasn't happy. He said he decided not to open it. Because he was concerned for his health. And look, that's fair enough. And this is when I get a bit...
So how did they know that the fly was in there if they didn't open it?
Because you can see through the little snack case,
course,
mate. It's see-through. Okay. But then this is the line that's triggered me, as the youth say.
Oh, here we go.
My son was in shock when he found a fly in his lunch at school. He was very disappointed and he had to go hungry.
Oh, come on. It's a Le Snack.
Mate, I've never eaten a Le Snack and thought, boy, am I full.
Do you know what my mum would have done? She would have picked the fly out and she would have gone, here,
yeah,
enjoy.
I would have. I'm doing that. I've done that this morning. That's my Le Snack. It was Le Wicked.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit.
There is a lot of things that make you angry in this world, Tim.
Oh, I'm a pretty positive person.
Nothing makes you angrier than people younger than you being more successful.
Oh, yeah. I watch, like, footy games and you see someone, like, lining up for the Broncos and they're like, welcoming 19-year-old Dylan so-and-so to the field. And it's like, how dare you? I might be garbage, but you're a child.
I want to tell you about a 16-year-old.
All right.
Her name is Harley Bird. And by the age of 21, she will be a millionaire.
I mean, I had the same article written about me, but Harley, just be careful because it can go downhill very quickly. So what's she doing?
The reason, you probably don't know the name Harley Bird, but you probably know her voice very well.
All right.
Harley is the voice of Peppa Pig.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. Huge cartoon.
I've never seen it, but I've seen enough memes of it to know what the character is. It's like a little English pig. It's like, hello, can I have some bacon? Wait, no, she wouldn't be asking.
No,
she wouldn't be asking.
That's a very dark episode of Peppa Pig, that one.
That's extended DVD version.
The show's been going for so long, Tim. It's now broadcast all around the world in 40 different languages.
Very nice.
But the original Peppa Pig, Harley, she was 5 years old when she took on this role.
How do you keep that voice, though?
Right?
Because when she was a child, so it's like, hello, how you going?
She said that she's only grown into the role. She now knows how Peppa would say things. She knows how Peppa would do things.
You could almost say the pig is fattening up. As her life has grown, as has she.
When she first started in the role, she couldn't read yet. She was only 5 years old. So the producers would have to read her the lines and she would say them back
to
them.
Yeah, well, to be honest, then I was heading towards being angry. But if she can't read and she's a millionaire, I feel like I've won because
she makes $1,800 an hour.
All right, I'm not aware of my contract, but I assume it's similar. So, me and Peppa Pig, we're going out to brunch in Tahiti.
If your contract is similar, then I need to renegotiate mine.
Oh yeah, that's why we have separate meetings.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit. Trending now at hit.com.au.
The biggest trending stories across Australia and central Queensland. And Tim, yesterday I told you that Will Smith will be releasing his first song in years just in time for the World Cup.
To be honest, we had a World Cup party yesterday. I don't know why. There's still like 24 days to go until the actual World Cup in Russia kicks off for the soccer. But we went all the way from 2014 back to 1992 of all the official songs of the World Cup.
Oh, some incredible
songs.
Some
of them were great. Some of them were garbage. Like, obviously, J-Lo, Let's Get Loud.
Yep.
But then there was
Ricky
Pitbull.
Martin.
Pitbull was in there.
Yeah, and then you had Ricky Martin, and then you had Il Divo. So
every second year. So this year, technically, is going to be a good one because the one Pitbull was last, and then Shakira was before that, which was a good one.
Well, Will Smith released a little snippet yesterday after the show.
All right, I'm sure it's very PG and he tells you to stay in school.
Here we go, play it for us.
Yes, 20 years of swag y'all just witnessed. Let me remind everybody who Will Smith is. Rappers make it rain. Let their money hit you if I throw my money up. Shit, I'll probably kill a stripper.
All right.
Oh, Will.
Calm down, William.
Chill out, bro.
He'll kill. I don't think that's going to be the World Cup song, but it is new music, so it's
just
teasing.
Well, this is the thing. So he is releasing a new album to go along, and one of those songs will be the World Cup official song. But this is his first album since 2005.
Wow.
So it's going to be huge. It's been 13 years.
13 years. I think his last song probably would have been Switch or the Men in Black 2 theme song.
Yeah, it was his album Lost and Found.
Lost and Found. Is his musical talent, and Found was a heap of children.
Apparently, he addresses his divorce rumours between him and Jada Pinkett
Smith. I couldn't play the whole set, but he says it at the end. I'll play it for you off air.
Yeah, so it's incredible. Go and check out the full video for yourself at hit.com.au. I can't wait for him to drop this new album. I hope we play it all R&B Fridays long.
I'm sure the song will be called Sportsmanship or something fun like that.
You can check out more of what's trending right now at hit.com.au.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
What a special time to be alive. What a moment. Jess, can you tell everyone what's going on and how we got here? Tell us the journey.
On Monday I mentioned RACQ are doing a worst road survey.
Yes.
They want to find the roads in Queensland that need the most work so
they can
help
out. So they can help and fix them out. And I thought, look, that's a great idea, going to the website, mm-hmm. submitting the roads. But what makes change? Music. Music moves the world. And as a singer-songwriter myself, I thought, what can I do, little old me, to help RACQ and Central Queensland have the safest roads for drivers, people on bikes, people power walking, anything. I want to help. So I penned a song featuring yourself, Jess.
With the help of our listeners as well, Tim.
Of course,
people
yes.
from Central Queensland have been sending in the worst roads they've found.
Absolutely. So there's a few references to some roads that were most noted by people getting in touch with us. And look, I'm very excited to debut my first ever single on live on Australian radio. The song is called Better Roads by Tim featuring Jess.
Thanks, mate.
It's playing for you right now live on HitCQ. In Central Queensland, we want better roads, better roads. We don't want to be hitting those potholes. Some roads are sketchy and it really shows, really shows. We want to get from North Rocky to 1770. In Central Queensland, we want better roads, better roads. Driving safely around the Cap Coast, the Cap Coast. RACQ wants you to ask around so you can let them know about some dodgy roads. Whoa. Heading up and down the Bruce Highway. Roadwork stopping me at night and all day. Fill out RACQ survey and say which roads make you go swervey. Lee said the entire Mayfair area. In Emerald there's no road scarier. Michael thinks all the gimpy gets hairier. Here's some more roads to make you warier. On the upper Dawson, Dawson, Dawson. Proceed with caution, 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 caution. You better watch out on the Boyne Valley Road. That's if you are carrying a heavy load. In Central Queensland, we want better roads, better roads. We don't wanna be hitting those potholes. Some roads are sketchy and it really shows, really shows. We wanna get from North Rocky to 1770. In Central Queensland, we want better roads, better roads. Driving safely around the Cap Coast, the Cap Coast. RACQ wants you to ask around so you can let them know about those dodgy roads. Whoa.
Yo, racq.com.au/bad roads. Finding Queensland's worst roads, yo. Road safety.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit.
And right now, joined in the studio by Chelsea Baker. Her and five other locals here from Central Queensland have been named in the Harvey Norman Queensland Country Women's Team.
And we're joined now by the woman herself, my team captain, right. And Jillaroo. That's right, yes, I play on the same team as the Jillaroo. Yeah. It's Chelsea Baker. Thanks so much for joining us, Chels.
You're welcome.
Chelsea, you must be so excited about next week, the Harvey Norman Queensland Country Women's Team. It's all happening down on the Gold Coast. Tell us all about it.
Very excited and super excited that we've got the five local girls in there. So next weekend, we've got six teams from all over Australia coming together, two Queensland teams, two New South Wales, one made up from the rest of the states, and also an Australian Defence Force team, and we just come together. Whoa. And we'll play three games over 3 days, which is going to be cool. Hectic.
Yep.
it's going to be so incredibly amazing. But yeah, so I really can't wait.
Well, you guys have been playing, so the rep teams have been playing over the last couple of weeks to decide this Queensland team. How hard was the competition to get into this Queensland team and represent the state?
It was very hard. It's been the hardest it's been ever. So I was really lucky this year. I got to go away and play at the 47th Battalion. I haven't been able to do that for 3 years because the May test that we usually play against the Kiwi Ferns has been the same weekend for the last few years.
Tricky.
So from the last time that I played at the 47th Battalion to this year, the standard has just gone through the roof, and playing those three games in 2 days, that one hurt. So to now go and play three games at the next level again is definitely going to be very exciting for our game.
It's so great to see so many names from here in Central Queensland. We've got girls from Gladstone, Tanham Sands, Emerald, all around our region. And I just quickly, because you and Jess do play for the Wallabies on the same team. And
I play for Chelsea's team, let's be real.
I'm struggling to comprehend that someone of your calibre can play on the same team, because essentially that's like me in the AFL playing like me and Patrick Dangerfield or the best player in the AFL playing in my team. The discrepancy is quite
large.
How
dare you? I'm an athlete.
You
all
are
right
an
too?
Athlete. Well, next year I'm excited for you to join this team, but it is the first weekend of June. We're very excited for you and we're looking forward to probably getting you back in and telling us how many tries you scored, world record,
yeah,
you
good
know,
luck.
All that normal stuff.
Oh, look, I'm happy just to go away and get all the experience that I can from it. And I'm sure the other girls, so Zia, Vassa and Crystal, will be exactly the same. This is going to be it's such a fantastic opportunity for these girls. It's the first year that they were picked for the Crows team, and then to be picked in the inaugural country team, Queensland country team as well. It's so fantastic for them, and I can't wait.
Well, we wish you the best of luck. It's the first weekend of June down on the Gold Coast, the Harvey Norman Queensland country team. Good luck, Jillaroo. Chelsea Baker here.
Thanks, guys.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hits.
Now, Jess, I need to preference this with this is going to have poo chat.
Right.
So sorry. Kids, think about school right now. I was having a bath the other day because my back is quite sore. And I thought, you know what I haven't done since I was 8 years old? Have a bath. I'll chuck some salt and pepper in there as the doctors say.
Did you
say.
Get some Radox?
I don't know
what
that
is. Love a good Radox bath,
my
mate.
Girlfriend really took care of what was in the bath besides the water. I was like, I want water in that bath. And then she did the rest. And there was no bubbles in the bath because, as I said, I'm not 8 years old anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just chatting with my girlfriend and I said to her, oh, did you ever do the thing in the kid that I did? When I was three, I needed to go to the bathroom and I was in the bath and I did number twos in the bathtub and thought I could hide it under the bubbles. But as now I know, as a 25-year-old adult male, the bubbles, they disappear.
I don't feel like you had that much of a thought process when you were that young.
Well, no, because it was...
Like you would have just...
It would have been an
accident. Yeah.
Or something like that. And then as soon as the bubbles went away, I was like, what do I do? And I remember getting in trouble and I said, oh, isn't it funny how like everyone's had that experience? And she was like, I've never had anything close to that happening to me in my
Maybe
life.
Maybe she just doesn't remember it happening.
And I've never pointed and yelled, you liar, you filthy liar, louder in my life than at my partner the other night.
I feel like every parent has one of these weird poop stories. Like every parent
stories,
has experienced their kid going number two somewhere they shouldn't.
Whether, because why is it always on nice things? Like couches and dad's back when they're riding around on their shoulders.
One of the girls on my footy team said her daughter got real sick and she was only 4 years old. And she, like, pooped all in the bed.
Number two'd.
Tucked
it in.
She was like, the bedding was so expensive that she was up half the night just trying to wash the number two out of all the bedding. I was like, just throw it away. She was like, it was like a $200 doona.
Nah, see, that's why you shop at Target. Rookie mistake. But 13, 12, 16, where did your kid go number two?
Mm.
Well, not in the toilet. I don't want you to call up and say, hey, congratulations.
We're really proud of you for potty training.
This
isn't what we're talking about.
Where they weren't meant to go on 13, 12, 16, where did your kid go number two? And on 13, 12, 16, we have been asking, where did your kid go number two? I was telling my friends and family, because they all deserve to know this, about it. A moment when I was 3 years old, and I feel like we've all been there, and I feel like if you haven't, you're lying, that I was in the bath, went number two because I couldn't be bothered, or I accidentally went, tried to hide in the bubbles. The bubbles evaporated, shockingly. To my absolute shock and horror, the bubbles disintegrated, and I was left with nothing to hide. Me little boys.
You were basically bathing in a toilet bowl. That's what you did.
For some reason, I had to have a shower after that bath.
One of my best mates, her kid once pulled his pants down at a restaurant.
Haven't we all? Are you talking about my 21st again? I told you we're not allowed to speak about that on the radio. But we have been asking on 13, 12, 16, where'd your kid go number two? Because it's always an accident.
And
we understand
always
that.
So funny.
And we've had Michael from Rockhampton call through on 13, 12, 16. Michael, mate, where'd your kid go to the bathroom?
In the garden section at Bunnings.
Oh, my God.
At least it's outside.
It was outside and it was in one of those nice big pots. He thought it somewhat resembled his potty at home and, yep.
You can't be mad because that's kind of clever.
Yeah.
It was right in the midst of potty training, so there was part of it was like, well done.
What do you do in that situation? Do you go, excuse me, where are the tomatoes and also my child has pooped in your canvas bag?
Or do you just get a bag of fertilizer and just pretend?
I don't know what other people do. I know I bailed.
Oh, Michael, you can't bail, mate.
I can and I did.
Oh, my God.
Someone walking around going, man, that fertilizer is really strong around here.
Yeah.
Michael, I don't know if you're a good person, but thanks for your call, Jim.
No, thanks, guys.
I hope someone's listening and they've maybe woken up to a poop that's not supposed to be where it is.
Good luck to you. And good morning, I guess.
This is the Tim and Jess catch up on Hit.
Trending now at hit.com.au.
Joined now by our Hollywood entertainment reporter Dean McCarthy. And Dean, Morgan Freeman is the latest to have women come forward with sexual assault allegations. Can you believe it?
No, I cannot believe it. And here's what's happened this morning. CNN released this huge expose. 8 women in the expose have come forward and then come forward to alleging assault against the Hollywood actor. Now, he released a statement. Let me read you a little bit of it. Let me tell you what you think about this. He said, anyone who knows me or knows me well knows I'm not someone who would intentionally offend or knowingly make anyone feel uneasy. I apologise to anyone who felt uncomfortable or disrespected. That was never my intent. A kind of apology?
It's an apology like, oh, I'm really sorry if I did anything that offended you, but I didn't mean it. So isn't it an apology?
Right.
Has he done anything?
It's a non-apology.
I don't know.
I didn't mean to offend anyone. Oh, sorry if you felt offended. It's offensive.
Well, I'm sure that over the next few days, all the information's probably going to come out in the next few weeks. So, Dean, we'll keep up to date with you. And, look, to be honest, hopefully it's not true. You don't want to hear any of these kind of things about anyone. But we appreciate your time, Dino.
Thanks so much. Bye, guys.
See you, Dean.
As always, you can keep up to date and check out everything else that's trending right now at hit.com.au.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on Hit.
I'm often a humble man. A lot of people would agree.
And no one would agree with that statement.
If you're listening right now, you're probably bopping your head along going, Tim, preach, yeah, girl. And I completely support you. And I have one question for you, Jess.
Mm.
On Monday, how many people in this office, men, had a mustache?
One.
Who was that?
That was you, buddy.
That was I.
Yep.
How many men today in this office have a mustache?
3 of 4.
I am a bloody trendsetter.
Shut up, you are not.
Mate, no one's had a mustache in this radio station until me. And now every single male in the office, some of the chicks are having a crack. They're not going that great.
All right.
But
it's not my fault, okay? I'm not trying to put it out there.
Someone in the office that will remain nameless, Nathan, he said you got to start on it first. And I thought that was quite rude from Nathan. He said Jess was the real trendsetter.
Yeah.
But I disagree.
I mean, how dare you guys?
And look, I've never felt so much expectation to change and move people.
You need to rein it in is what you need to do because this is unbelievable.
Well,
if
I rein it in, then everyone else is going to rein it in because everyone follows my lead for some reason. It turns out that I'm a leader here at our radio station.
Are you saying that you are a trendsetter?
Yes. If the
you
fact,
honestly believe that.
Mate, literally, just because it doesn't look good doesn't mean it's not a trendsetter. Like, I had a mustache on Monday. I was the only one. Mm-hmm. And then everyone else got mustaches.
Well, yeah, Tuesday we had one guy come in with another mustache.
Wednesday mustache.
Another one.
One of the other male staff that can't grow a good mustache. He's trying. He's getting there. But Jess, that is literally the definition of a trendsetter.
Okay.
And I would like to know on 13, 12, 16, are you a bloody legend like me? What trend did you start at work? Because work trends are funny. Like at footy clubs and stuff like that, it's who can have the mullet for the longest. Like whoever has the mullet longest
really
at the end of the year
gets
like a cash prize or something like that. Whether it's at home, what trend did you start? Like not for first, like it wasn't like I'm the first person to have a mustache.
Yeah.
What did you bring in just for a short amount of time? Because at the moment, Movember's running hard.
Movember.
I'm getting a
raising
jump.
Raising funds for no one.
Raising fun in the office. So 12, 16, give us a call. What trend are you bringing in? What trend did you get at your work, your home, your school? Just be a cool guy like me. 13, 12.
Good Lord.
13, 12, 16, give us a call. 13, 12, 16, we have been asking, are you a total legend? Are you a hero? Are you a superstar?
Okay.
Or have you set a trend at work? Because on Monday, I was the only person in the office with a beautiful, sexy mustache. By the end of the week, there are now three sexy, beautiful mustaches in the office.
I really wish you hadn't started the mustache at this point in time.
It is not a good environment to walk into now.
We're filming something pretty important next week, and you're going to have a mustache in it. So that's unfortunate.
But it's noticeable, and we want to be noticed. Jess, got a message on Facebook from someone that plays for a local rugby club. They've said that they also did a mustache, but mine's just like a over the top lip.
Yeah,
he said handlebars.
Oh, a lot of the guys joining on the footy team, mutton chops?
Not mutton chops, so just like a chopper. Yeah, a chopper stash. He said about 10 of the boys on the team
Brilliant.
Have all got a chopper.
Brilliant.
They don't win every week, but they win. They win in a different kind of way.
Is that winning though?
Yeah. Mate, to me, that's a win. He set a trend, and now it's handlebars. There might as well be a bikie gang, because there's more handlebars than that than any motorcycle gang I've ever seen.
Is this trend setting at all, or is this just everyone in central Queensland jumping on a mo?
Mate, if you want to get a mustache, send us a photo. Start Movember. I know we've only got like 5 days left of May, but let's go hard for those last 5 days.
You know what? Some people need to start right now if they want to have a mustache in November.
I was going to say, you've caught me out. That's what my plan was.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on HIT.
You ready?
Let's go!
Let's get pumping.
It's time for R&B Fuel Days.
Thanks to Puma.
For drinks, snacks, or a great feed.
Go to Puma and Rocky, Zilzy and Yipoon.
Yes, R&B Fuel Days, pumping out R&B bangers for some fuel to pump into your vehicle thanks to Puma Fuel Services. And kicking it off today for R&B Fuel Days is Sammy from Gladstone. Sammy, give us 10 seconds of your favourite R&B banger.
I'm going to pop some tags, only got $20 in my pocket.
Get a go.
I'm coming. Looking for a come up. This is awesome.
Thank you.
She even
thank you
herself,
for not.
Jimmy.
I was going to have to edit that, but Sammy, thank you. I don't know. I'm not a massive fan of that song, so I don't know.
Oh,
if
she
I'm
went
vote
hard,
for that
Tim.
One. All right. Well, I'll.
I feel pumped, Sammy. Thank you.
Well, Sammy, we've got your name and your number, so we'll let you know by the end of the show if you've won R&B Fuel Days. But thank you very much, mate.
Thank you.
And we've also got Karina from Gracemere on 13, 12, 16. Karina, bump out your favourite 10 seconds of your R&B favourite jam.
Okay. As I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I take a look at my life and realise there's nothing left.
Yeah.
Because I've been laughing and blasting so long that in the moment things that my mind is...
Oh, that was so impressive, Karina.
Karina, look, mate, we've got to give that to you. Congratulations. You are one of our favourite R&B Fuel Days pumpers. We can call Karina an official pumper, I think.
Yeah, I think so. Thank you so much, Sammy, as well. But, yeah, no, Karina, she's got it. That was epic.
Thank you guys so much. I've been practicing.
This is the Tim and Jess catch-up on HIT.
30-year-old, I would like to say man, but he was still living at home when he was 30, not contributing to the household, not paying any rent.
Mm-hmm.
And his parents decided, you know what, we've asked him to leave. He's not going.
Yeah.
And they took him to court.
As you do. That's a standard in my family, at least. You don't want to do the bins? See you at court.
Yeah.
Just get it over and done with. Get the solicitors out.
His name is Michael, and he was sued by his parents after they repeatedly plead with him to vacate their property.
Yeah. I have seen a photo of this bloke, and the ponytail speaks volumes of the character.
Oh, absolutely. Look, in court, he pointed out that, you know, he didn't have enough money to support himself, and that's why he was staying with his parents.
Yeah.
But
that happens.
The judge said, nope, you are going to pay them a fee, and you are going to vacate within 6 months.
Oh, my word.
Yeah.
That can't be a good relationship if it's getting all the way to court.
How awkward are those last few months going to be?
Sunday dinners will never be the same. That's the first thing that I can think of. But to be honest, I don't think that that is the smartest way to go about getting your son to get some responsibilities.
But they've tried everything. They were giving him $1,500.
Oh.
Yep, that's what they gave him over a few months.
Whoa.
In an attempt to get him started at a new place.
Of
and he
course.
Took the money and he just used it for his own things.
Standard.
Not to move out.
So what do you think? Do you think that it's a bit pathetic that this 30-year-old won't move out?
I don't think it's pathetic.
I was going to say, because you can't go hard at this fella, because if you can live with your parents still, you absolutely would.
Mate, the minute I can move back in with mum and dad, I absolutely will. I don't know if it'll ever happen, but I'd love to.
My Auntie Mary, love her. She's my godmother, and she's the best in the world, and bless her, but she takes care of my grandparents, right?
Yeah.
And I always threaten mum and dad, because she stayed with my grandparents pretty much since she was about 30 until now.
Right.
So about the last 20 years, she's lived back at home.
Yeah.
And I always threaten mum and dad, I'll pull a Mary. I'll come back. I won't take care of you, but I'll pull a Mary.
Mate,
I'll be
there.
I'll be there nonstop.
My mum wouldn't understand this sort of lawsuit. She'd sue to get me to move back home.
Yeah, she'd be like, I think this is unfair. She should come back and we will pay her double.
She can move out when she's 60 years old.
Even when we're gone, she will stay.
Tim and Jess. Catch up weekday mornings from 5 on HIT.